नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
As all parties gear up for the no trust motion on Friday, the Bharatiya Janata Party will try to use the vote as an opportunity to showcase the achievements of the Narendra Modi government and attempt to display a numerical strength beyond NDA's tally in the 2014 general elections. The motion will be moved by Telugu Desam Party, which was formerly an ally of the ruling party. On Friday, all eyes will be on TRS and AIADMK as BJP will try to surpass the 2014 NDA tally. The Congress party on Thursday alleged that the middleman in the controversial Augusta Westland chopper deal is being forced to frame Sonia Gandhi in exchange for exoneration from all charges. Speaking to reporters, party spokesperson Randeep Surjewala alleged that the Narendra Modi government is using investigative agencies to pressure Christian Michael into signing a false confession naming the UPA chairperson. The Lok Sabha passed the Fugitive Economic Offenders Bill in 2018 on Thursday, which will allow the seizures of domestic assets of culprits and deter them from evading the process of law. After promulgating the ordinance, the government had said it would lay down measures to empower Indian authorities to attach and confiscate proceeds of crimes associated with economic offenders and the properties of the economic offenders. Facebook-owned instant messaging app WhatsApp has been sent a second notice by the Government of India to suggest and implement concrete steps to counter the increasing spread of fake news on the platform. The government wants accountability and facilitation of enforcement of law in the wake of rising incidents of rumors communicated via WhatsApp, triggering lynching incidents in the country, and is looking for solutions that can help law enforcement agents. WhatsApp, which has been attempting to control the spread of rumors and fake news on its platform, added a feature which indicates as forwarded any message that has been moved along in a sort of chain by a particular or a set of users and not created by that sender themselves. However, the government feels the new update isn't enough. Netflix informed the Delhi High Court on Thursday that a change had been incorporated in the English subtitle of The Sacred Games, a web series to remedy an alleged insult to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. In the fourth episode of the series, lead actor Nawazuddin Siddiqui calls Gandhi Fattu, and the translation had led to a controversy with a Congress worker filing a complaint in court. At least 13 people were killed and 16 injured when a bus of Uttarakhand Transport Corporation fell into a deep gorge near Suryadhar in Uttarakhand's Tehri district on Thursday. The Gujarat government is planning to issue passports and a unique identification number to horses belonging to the Katiyawari breed in an effort to protect and increase their greatly diminishing numbers. The state's Animal Husbandry Department, in association with the Katiyawari Horse Breeders Association, will register the horses and also conduct DNA tests on them to identify the purebred ones. Father Abram Varghese, the prime accused in the rape case of a 34-year-old who was allegedly exploited by four priests of the Malankara Orthodox Church, has released a video denying the charges and accusing the survivor of having several character flaws. In the video released on YouTube and later taken off, Varghese rubbished the allegations against him and revealed the name and details of the woman's husband in contravention of the law. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India on Thursday revamped the regulations on pesky calls and spam as it spelled out new rules mandating subscribers' consent for receiving telemarketing messages. The regulator also asked telecom operators to ensure that commercial communication takes place only through registered senders. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj on Thursday said India's interests in the Indo-Pacific region were vast and that the region needed to remain free and open. The minister further added that the Indo-Pacific must allow growth for all, irrespective of size and strength. She also batted for equal access becoming a right under international law. In yet another incident of vandalism, a Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar statue has been vandalized in UP's Balia district by some miscreants. The district superintendent of police, SP Ganguly, said some unknown miscreants broke the finger of the statue in the wee hours on Monday morning. The investigation is being done in the case. This is the second statue of B.R. Ambedkar to be attacked in the last few days. There is no proposal to invade an individual's right to privacy and freedom of speech, the government said on Thursday in Lok Sabha when asked if its proposed social media hub project could be doing so. In a written reply, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Rajyavardhan Rathore also maintained that the government proposes to set up the hub to facilitate information flow regarding its policies and programs through social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.